Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit rejected NSO Group's claims it's protected under sovereign immunity laws in a suit filed by WhatsApp. WhatsApp accused NSO Group of sending malware to 1,400 users in 2019, including targeting journalists and activists. WhatsApp spokesman Carl Woog praised the decision, calling it an important step in holding NSO accountable for its attacks against journalists, human rights defenders, and government leaders. NSO will challenge the ruling. Clubhouse, the live audio app, announced a new feature called Replay. Creators can choose to record an audio chat and save it to a club or profile, as well as download or share externally. Replays will also support any pinned links from a conversation, and creators will also be able to see who listens to a replay. Listeners can skip between speakers, pause, scrub, make 30-second clips, and listen at 1.5 or 2 times speed. Replays will show up on Clubhouse Discovery pages starting next week. NVIDIA unveiled Riva Custom Voice at the company's Fall 2021 GPU Technology Conference. Riva Custom Voice is a new toolkit for creating custom human-like voices with only 30 minutes of recorded speech data. Businesses and brands can use the toolkit to develop virtual assistants and call center phone trees. Across the field, Google and Amazon also operate AI-powered voice technology, and Microsoft launched a synthetic voice service in February, currently in limited access. Amazon will accept Venmo payments on the web and through the mobile app starting sometime in 2022. The option will only be available to U.S. residents, allowing payments from a linked bank account or a Venmo balance. Niantic announced the Lightship Augmented Reality Developer Kit, or ARDK, offering tools to developers the company uses on its AR games like Pokemon Go and Pikmin Bloom. These tools include real-time mapping, understanding to help AR objects interact with real-world places, and multiplayer sharing features. The company also launched Niantic Ventures with an initial $20 million fund to invest in AR projects. Netflix announced a Kids Clip feature on iOS, showing short videos from the existing children's programming library, similar to the Fast Laughs comedy clip feature that launched earlier this year. Unlike Fast Laughs, Kids Clips will all be viewed horizontally. The feature rolls out this week in the US and Spanish-speaking countries in Latin America, as well as Canada, Australia, and Ireland. Mozilla's Firefox is now available in the Windows Store for both Windows 10 and Windows 11, as one of the first third-party browsers available following Opera. Yelp announced a new iOS app homepage featuring a vertical feed. Based on machine learning, the new feed will include visual content from local and proximity-based restaurants, popular photos from customers, and updates directly from restaurants. Restaurants with Yelp Connect will be able to pay for greater visibility than ever before, as users will now easily discover these Connect posts right on their home feed. The update is currently rolling out in the U.S. to over 25 states and will likely expand in the future. In September, the U.S. Department of Commerce asked global semiconductor manufacturers to voluntarily complete supply chain questionnaires, providing a November 8th deadline. The South Korean Ministry of Economy and Finance reports Samsung and SK Hynix will disclose some data in response, although they will not include detailed info as trade secrets. TSMC also submitted a response, but said it did not disclose detailed information on clients. Micron, Western Digital, and United Microelectrics also made submissions. Peloton announced the Peloton Guide, a TV-connected camera able to track and show your movements on screen next to the instructors. The guide will offer only strength-focused classes to start, both body weight and with added weights, and plans to expand offerings over time. Subscriptions cost $12.99 per month or is included in the $39 per month all-access membership if your home already has a tread or bike. No word on whether the guide will feature any live classes. The Peloton Guide is $495 and set for an early 2022 launch in the US and Canada, with UK, Australia, and Germany to follow later in 2022. Peloton also debuted a new heart rate monitor, which will be included in all guide purchases and available separately. The updated monitor is an armband instead of a chest strap and features integrated LEDs for easier heart rate checking at a glance. The company's old strap will soon be discontinued, and the new strap will be available for purchase in early 2022 for $89. Zynga, known for mobile and Facebook games, announced the hiring of Matt Wolf as Vice President of Blockchain Gaming. The company said, Wolf will focus on the opportunity to integrate non-fungible tokens and blockchain technology into Zynga's existing portfolio and owned IP, as well as to develop games from inception that are built with NFTs as part of the core gameplay loop. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.